Welcome to 1 hour of the toughest, roughest wrestling you'll ever see.
That's right, Dick the Bruiser, set it off.
The big question, have you got the endurance? Have you got the brains to get past the excellence of execution?
Where are all the gutless American wrestlers? Step in the ring with the Baron and face the brave.
The reason why Axe and myself were put on this earth is to demolish people.
Bobby Heenan, that is a very good-looking sport coat you've got on.
Yeah, and I paid for mine. Mine isn't government issue.
Yellow, everybody. Lance Russell and Dave Brown right along ringside. By golly, we're ready to go with another big week of championship wrestling.
Greetings, wrestling fans, and welcome to another episode of Wrestling Nostalgia. This is another bonus episode. This is another in our AWA flashback deep dives. And this time we are looking at June of 1988. In this, I will discuss the TV results, news and rumors pulled from the wrestling newsletters, house show results, plus I'll include some audio clips. So basically, I'll be giving a chronological telling of the month in AWA history. We started this in a previous episode with May 1988 at the point of Jerry Lawler winning the AWA World title. You could check that month out in a previous episode in the archives. So before we really dive into things, I do have a correction to make from that last episode. Hopefully I won't have to do this too often. But some of the TV episodes were off that I went through. I have a set of AWA 1988 stuff, and I think, well, I don't think now. I know some of the shows were mislabeled. I've since verified the dates were wrong. And some of the shows that were mislabeled for last month were actually June shows. So I've tried to get it all straightened out. I apologize for the mistake. It's very hard to date this stuff when there's not a lot of house shows being promoted in it. You know, a lot of times when you're verifying some of these dates in these TV episodes, you can use upcoming shows and events that they're hyping to kind of narrow it down, right? Because if they say, oh, we're have a show this Saturday, June 8th, bam, you can nail down pretty good what you got there, but there's not much of that to work with here. So I apologize for that. Again, the record keeping was not spectacular on the set I had, but then as I was watching, trying to track down the ones for June, I'm like, shoot, this is not jiving. This is not making sense. And I think I got it straightened out. I don't have all the episodes for June, but I do have some, but there is a lot more house shows than in May. Now, by a lot more, I don't mean this extraordinary amount, but there are more compared to what we had in May. So with that, let's take a break, and when we come back, we will dive into June of 1988 in the AWA.
Hey guys, Ray Russell here, curator of the WrestleCopia Podcast Network, inviting you guys to listen to many of the programs here as part of the WrestleCopia brand, including, but not limited to, the Wrestling Memory Grenade, currently covering the 1988 and the WWF project. You can also listen to the Regional Wrestling Podcast, where we talk the territories, whether it's Jamie Ward with Georgia 81, Roman Gomez with the UWF in 1986, or Gene Jackson covering Memphis in 85. Three projects going on right now over there at Regional Wrestling. You can also listen to the Wrestling Stoop with the legend himself, Bob Roop. Bob goes back in time each and every week, covering not just his career, but countless stories and interactions with hundreds of wrestling names spanning his two decades in the business. But that's not all. You can also check out the Puro Wrestling Academy with the professor of Puro Resu, Mr. Dan Ginnity. Dan and I go back in time and cover the history of Japanese professional wrestling in the English language. And you can listen to all of those shows and more, all part of the WrestleCopia Podcast Network, located over at WrestleCopia.com. That's WrestleCopia.com, and anywhere your podcast streaming needs are met, from Apple to Spotify, Pocket Cast, and beyond. And while you're at it, why not subscribe to our social media guys for all the latest goings on here at the WrestleCopia Podcast Network. Plus, I'm constantly adding old school video clips and pictures from throughout wrestling history. You can follow us over on X, formerly Twitter, at Wrestling Grenade. That's at R-A-S-S-L-I-N Grenade also. Follow and like me, Facebook.com/Wrestling Grenade. And why not subscribe to YouTube.com/Wrestling Grenade? So if you're looking to support that next up-and-coming podcast brand, please consider making it WrestleCopia.
Welcome to Las Vegas, Nevada, the entertainment capital of the world, home to movie stars, entertainment leaders, and the American Wrestling Association, the Major League of Professional Wrestling, seen by you, the greatest wrestling fans in the world, in the United States, Europe, United Kingdom, South America, Japan, the Middle East. Now, let's go to the Showboat Hotel and Casino.
This is Listen to Their Screams, a horror podcast that feels like you're chatting with friends. Hello, I am one of your friends, Dave. I am one of the co-hosts of Listen to Their Screams with my friend, Ike. And we want you to come and check us out. We are a fun-filled, positive horror movie podcast that does reviews, news, birthdays, anniversaries. We play games. We are a ton of fun every week for you, the horror fan out there. For all of our links to our social media and the podcast platforms, just check out our link tree. It is linktr.ee/listen2screams. That is listen, the number 2, and screams. Or look us up on your favorite social media platform and podcast provider. All right, so coming into June, we had the same champions in the AWA as we did in May. Jerry Lawler is the AWA World Champion. Bad Company, Paul Diamond and Pat Tanaka are the World Tag Team Champions. And Greg Gagne is the International TV Champion. And Medusa Michelli is the Women's Champion. Real quick, let me give you a little bit of an explanation again on the two AWA TV shows. They had two shows, right? All-Star Wrestling was the syndicated show. Championship Wrestling was the show that was on ESPN at this time. Ron Trongard and Lee Marshall handled the majority of the commentary for both shows. Larry Nelson hosted and did some ring announcing and some interviews. There were other segments included on the various shows hosted by Greg Gagne, which is the Matt Classic segment, a segment by Big K Stan Kowalski called Big K Knows, and one from Donna Gagne called Fan of the Week. And by this time, all the TV tapings were done at the Showboat Arena in Las Vegas. A month's worth of both shows were taped in one day. So that's where we stand on that. So, coming into June, we have a house show. There's a house show on June 4th at the Central High School in Muncie, Indiana. I do not have results for that, so I cannot verify that show actually took place, because AWA did cancel several shows, right? If their tickets weren't selling, this and that, whatever the case may be, as part of kind of their struggling business, there are some shows here and there that got canceled. So this was on the calendar. I don't know if they held it. I cannot find results for it, but there is that show. Now, on June 4th, the All-Star Wrestling, this is an episode that I had from last month that I actually think is a June 4th All-Star Wrestling. Rocky Mountain Thunder over Kevin Collins. Jerry Lawler defeated Daryl Nickel. Mr. Saito and Ricky Chosu defeated Louis Spicoli and Houdini. The AWA Matt Classic match was Nick Bockwinkel versus Mad Dog Vachon. Paul Diamond defeated Derek Dukes. And the show had interviews with Soldat Yusinov and T.J. Khan, Bad Company and DDP, Brandy May, Medusa Michelli and Debbie Combs, Kurt Hennig, and Jerry Lawler. So real quick, let's listen to some of the audio. Let's listen to the audio from Brandy May.
I'm here with Brandy May. Brandy May, welcome to the AWA.
Thank you, Lee.
I know that you were here to challenge Medusa Michelli. Now, I don't know if you heard, she says you've got to go through Debbie Combs before you get a shot at her world championship.
Well, Lee, let me say this to you and to everyone who's watching. Right. I'm not really concerned about Debbie Combs or whoever I have to go through. I'm concerned about Medusa, because she is the champ and I go for the best. And I want to get my hands on her, baby.
Well, I know you've been wrestling all over the world and now looking to become champion of that world.
That's right. I've wrestled a lot of ladies, and Medusa seems like top dog right now, and I'm out to get you. Hope you're listening, babe.
All right, and moving then on to the June 4th episode of Championship Wrestling on ESPN. Baron Von Raschke defeated Crusher Krugerhoff. Soldat Yustinov defeated Greg Robertson. Jerry Lawler defeated Dennis Stamp. The High Flyers versus Rick Martel and Tito Santana was the AWA Matt Classic show. Ricky Rice and Tejo Khan wrestled to a double DQ, and there were interviews with Soldat Yusinov and Tejo Khan, Bad Company and DDP, Medusa Michelli, and Curt Hennig. Again, this was a show that I had in the May episode that I now believe I've pinpointed down to actually be the June 4th Championship Wrestling episode and not in May. Again, I apologize for that error. So let's go to some more audio, this time with Bad Company and Diamond Dallas Page.
Baby, baby, baby. Everybody wants the Diamond Dial, and everybody wants Bad Company, the AWA Tag Team Champs of the World. But they can't have them because I'm the chairman of the board, dude, Diamond Dallas Page, and I call the shots. Not Stanley Blackburn, who's been on me about signing with the Rock and Roll Express. Give me a break, dude. Some promoter's going to have to come up with a lot of money, whether it be Miami, Chi-Town, and I'm talking Chicago, or Minneapolis, St. Paul. We already ran out the Midnight Rockers right out of the AWA, dude. And if you don't think we're going to do it to the Rock and Roll Express, it goes the same way. Tell them about it.
Exactly right, baby. Rock and Roll Express, you ever get in the ring with us? Same thing's gonna happen.
Right,
you're out of here.
That's right, Daddy. We're gonna drop you like a bad habit. You know what I'm talking about. Rock and Roll Express, be ready.
All right, on June 5th, the AWA had a show at Fat Jack's Nightclub in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Yeah, you heard me right. And not only that, but Jax is spelled J-A-K, if this is correct. You know, unbelievable. The show, the best of my knowledge, featured Baron Von Raschke and Ricky Rice defeating Soldat Yusinov and Tejo Khan. AWA World Ladies Champion Medusa Michelli beating Sandy Partlow. Soldat Yusinov defeated Derek Dukes. Doug Todd defeated Wayne Bloom. Of course, Wayne Bloom will become a very prominent figure in the AWA. Cannot wait to get to that time period with Mike Enos and Wayne Bloom as the Destruction Crew. Always loved the Destruction Crew, so I can't wait till we get to that time. And then Ricky Rice versus Tejo Khan went to a draw. And as I talked about last month, Jerry Lawler, of course, the AWA World Champion, is defending the title lots in Memphis. So on June 6th, at the Mid-South Coliseum in Memphis, Tennessee, Jerry Lawler defeated Curt Hennig by DQ in a match for the AWA World Championship. Now, from the June 6th Wrestling Observer, it was reporting that Jerry Lawler and several other AWA wrestlers will be touring England from June 30th through July 6th. So just stand by about that for just a little bit. We'll touch base on that again in a bit. A couple of other shows that the AWA ran on June 9th. Not a show I can confirm. It says at the Celebrity Theater in Phoenix, Arizona. I have no results. And I don't know. I just don't know about that. And one thing that leads me to believe that maybe this was not a valid show is because on June 10th, they ran a show at the Celebrity Theater in Anaheim, California. So I don't know if things are kind of getting mixed up there. And who, you know, these results being brought together, I don't know. But on the June 10th show, the AWA World Tag Team Champions Bad Company wrestled the Rock and Roll Express. Curt Hennig wrestled Wahoo McDaniel. Manny Fernandez wrestled Mondo Guerrero. And Ricky Rice and Jerry Sags wrestled. There were supposed to be other matches. I don't have any results. I don't have the full card. But that was some of the matches that were scheduled. On June 11th, the AWA held their TV tapings for the July TV at the Showboat Sports Pavilion in Las Vegas, Nevada. We will discuss those matches when we get to July TV in the next episode of our AWA Deep Dive. We're back to TV here on June 11th, the All-Star Wrestling episode, Ricky Rice and Derek Dukes over Handsome Harry and Daryl Nickel. Now, Rice and Dukes will become a very kind of a prominent team in AWA, get a good run. They are pretty popular. They become known as the Top Guns, but right now they're not billed as that. But they do work well together. They do have a common look, right? Wearing the same kind of matching tights and things like that. So we're seeing that formation of Rice and Dukes. It looks like by now, we talked about last episode that the AWA was considering putting some guys together. It looked like it was going to be Ricky Rice and John Paul to form a new Midnight Rockers. And Rice and Paul wrestled some tag matches together. I believe they even had one on television. But it looks like, at least from what we can tell, that is finally being scrapped. They're moving in a different direction, and it is Ricky Rice and Derek Dukes teaming up, and they will become known as the Top Guns. They scrapped the new Midnight Rockers, which was a wise, wise move. Also on the TV episode, Curt Hennig defeated Kevin Collins. Bad Company defeated Greg Robertson and Houdini, one of our favorite enhancement talents here in the AWA, Houdini. Buck Zumoff versus Jacques Goulet was the AWA Matt Classic match. Debbie Combs defeated Brandy May, and there were interviews on the show with Bad Company and DDP, Wahoo McDaniel, Kurt Hennig, and T.J. Khan, and Soldat Ustinov. So real quick, let's listen to that audio from Wahoo McDaniel.
I guess congratulations might be in order for Jerry the King Lawler because he is a champion. And you know, now that draws a lot of bounty hunter, draws a lot of people. You know, and the Raging Bull, Manny Fernandez, is coming to the AWA area, and he wants to be right on the top. Kurt Hennig wants to be on the top. But Kurt, you got to flop to the bottom. Now you got Greg Gagne, you got myself, you got Manny Fernandez. Tell you one thing, Lawler, when you come in here, you're coming into a real raging fire, and you're going to lose that fight.
All right, and TV, June 11th, Championship Wrestling on ESPN. I don't have the footage. I don't have results. I cannot track it down. I've contacted everybody I know. No one seems to know anything about it. So I don't know. I don't know if this show didn't air, right? Sometimes that happened, being, you know, preempted by other things. So I don't know. I don't know if the show didn't air or if the footage is just not there right now. We're back at the Mid-South Coliseum on June 13th, where Jerry Lawler defeated Kurt Hennig to again defend the AWA World title. Now, from the June 13th issue of the Wrestling Observer, it says that the AWA is planning a Battle of the Belts for Labor Day. They're hoping to get champions from World Class, Memphis, and Oregon to appear on the card. Now, this is very, very critical because this is the first whispers, the first seeds that we start to hear of this cross-promotional supercard type deal, kind of fronted up by the AWA. But this is the beginnings of what will become Super Clash 3. So over the course of the next few months, we will see this evolving and shaping to become that show. And we will talk more about that in the future. Also, from the June 13th Wrestling Observer, they're reporting that Ray Stevens and Wahoo McDaniel were fired from the AWA because they ran their own independent show in Virginia without telling the AWA. They're reporting that the promotion is now looking for a new booker, replacing Ray Stevens. More information to come on that, but that is the word here as of June 13th in the Wrestling Observer. On June 17th at the Sportatorium in Dallas, Texas, AWA World Heavyweight Champion Jerry Lawler defeated Terry Taylor to defend the title. That was, I believe, a world-class show. We are back around to TV. June 18th episode of All-Star Wrestling in syndication. Soldat Ustinov defeated Bill Anderson. Greg Gagne defeated Dennis Stamp. Rocky Mountain Thunder over Crusher Krugnoff. Jerry Lawler versus Bill Dundee was the AWA Matt Classic match. Brandy May and Heidi Lee Morgan defeated Medusa Bocelli and Debbie Combs. And there was just not really a whole heck of a lot of interviews in that. I don't actually have the footage for that, but I did have the results from the show. It did not list the interview, so I don't have any sound bites from that episode. Nor do I have any footage or results from the June 18th episode of Championship Wrestling on ESPN. Again, I don't know whether it was preempted. I don't know if it's just not out there readily. I could not track it down. There is a show that was supposedly held on June 19th at the Belmont Complex in Kittanning, Pennsylvania. I hope I'm saying that right. It looks like what was being advertised was Kurt Hennig versus Wahoo McDaniel and the Midnight Rockers versus the Nasty Boys. I don't have results for that show, but if I was a betting man, I would say that the Midnight Rockers versus the Nasty Boys at this time did not happen, since those teams are no longer with the company. One thing that the AWA was pretty guilty of at this time was if they had announced a talent for a show and they found out that talent was moving on, or they would no longer have accessibility to that talent, or no longer had this talent under contract or an agreement or whatever the case may be, AWA didn't really put out there that that card had changed. They just kept on promoting what they had originally promoted and just leaned heavily into that. The card is subject to change. And when you showed up that night thinking you were going to get to see the Midnight Rockers wrestle the Nasty Boys, that ain't happening. June 20th at the Mid-South Coliseum in Memphis, Tennessee, Jerry Lawler defended the AWA World title against Iceman King Parsons. I do love me some Iceman Parsons. So here we go. Some more news from the Wrestling Observer on June 20th, in the June 20th issue. It is being reported that on June 18th, a meeting was held, prior. The June 20th was the release date of this. By the time he produced this issue, the meeting had already taken place, but when he wrote it, it hadn't taken place yet. But anyway, on June 18th, there was supposed to be a meeting to take place between Vern Gagne, Ken Mantell, Don Owen, Jerry Lawler, and possibly some other independent promoters in Dallas to discuss working together for big shows in the future. Once again, the path is underway. Things are starting to take a little bit of shape, a little bit of root on those plans for Super Clash 3 coming up. So keep this in mind over the next several episodes, the next few months of 1988, as this develops and this ideal grows into what would become Super Clash 3. Dave Meltzer is reporting in this episode of the Wrestling Observer that Ray Stevens and Wilhelm McDaniel were actually not fired by the AWA. It was all a miscommunication. They are still with the company, and is apparently all is good there. Dave is reporting that the AWA is still thinking about a new version of the Midnight Rockers and intend to use two of these three names for the team: Johnny Love, Ricky Rice, and John Paul Demon. Now, again, as we know, right, like I said, Ricky Rice and John Paul did team a couple times together, even had a televised match, I believe. But it does look like, by the way things are going internally in the AWA, I think they're starting to lean against this, and they're starting to move towards Ricky Rice and Derek Dukes teaming up. What we mentioned in a couple of issues ago in the Wrestling Observer, the previously scheduled AWA tour of England has been canceled. So there you go. Not happening for the King and his court. They're not going to tour England. On June 22nd, a show was held at the Wilson Area High School gym in Wilson, Pennsylvania. The advertised matches were an AWA World Heavyweight Championship match between Jerry Lawler and Curt Hennig, an AWA World Tag Team Championship match between Bad Company and the Rock and Roll Express. I'm not sure what would have happened there for sure. The Rock and Roll Express, there's some things happening between the AWA and the Rock and Roll Express. We'll talk about those soon. I'm not positive if that match would have happened or not. The AWA World's Championship was on the line. Medusa Michelli versus Heidi Lee Morgan. An AWA International Television match with Greg Gagne versus King Kalua. Mr. Anthony versus Ricky Reed. And Damian Kane versus Larry Winters. What a card, right? Some AWA regulars. Looks like it's filled out by some East Coast guys since they're in Pennsylvania. Popping up there, Damian Kane, Larry Winters. Some of these guys. So you see where the AWA is going, where they're standing, what's happening with these shows. There was a show June 23rd at the Clay County Fairgrounds in Barnesville, Minnesota. Wahoo McDaniel, Ray Stevens, and Greg Gagne defeated the Nasty Boys and T.J. Khan. So there you go. I guess the Nasty Boys not quite done with the company just yet there as they appear on this June 23rd card. And as you can see, Ray Stevens in the ring at this time. T.J. Khan defeated Ricky Rice. Baron Von Raschke defeated Soldat Ustinov. Buck Zumoff defeated Tom Burton. And Derek Dukes wrestled John Paul. There's no result for that match. There's a show held June 24th at the Wilbur Cross High School in New Haven, Connecticut. This show, if this is correct, from what I found with this results, there is a reported attendance of 42 people. Again, I cannot confirm that's accurate. I know some of these shows are not drawing well, but man, 42 is a bit crazy. The show saw Jerry Lawler defeat Curt Hennig to defend the AWA World title. Bad Company versus the Rock and Roll Express went to a double countout, so the Rock and Rolls did wrestle on this show. Medusa Michelli defended the AWA ladies title against Heidi Lee Morgan. Wahoo McDaniel versus Manny Fernandez went to a double countout. The Cheetah Kid beat Cactus Jack Foley. How about that, Cheetah Kid, the upcoming Ted Petty, who will be known mostly as part of the Public Enemy as Rocco Rock, defeating Cactus Jack Foley. Of course, we know that to be Cactus Jack, a.k.a. Mick Foley. And Damian Kane versus Larry Winters went to a draw. It makes me wonder, with Damian Kane and Larry Winters, if they're not using some of their promoting license, some of the ring in this area, and that's why these guys are appearing. But again, it's some of the core of the AWA and what they have, and it's being filled out with some East Coast guys there as they're in Connecticut. And as they're still on the East Coast here, on June 25th, they had a show at the Dickinson High School in Jersey City, New Jersey. Bad Company defended the AWA World Tag Titles against the Rock and Roll Express. That match went to a double countout. Jerry Lawler beat Curt Hennig to defend the AWA World Title. Wahoo McDaniels defeated Manny Fernandez. The AWA World's Ladies Champion Medusa Michelli beat Heidi Lee Morgan. And again, the Cheetah Kid defeated Cactus Jack. And Damian Kane defeated Ray Odyssey, Surfer Ray Odyssey. So there we are, some more, you know, again, East Coast guys kind of filling the show out. On TV here, we have June 25th All-Star Wrestling. We have Curt Hennig over David Corrigan. Wahoo McDaniel over Pete Sanchez. Manny Fernandez over Larry Bacone. And Mad Dog, Vachon, and Vern Gagne versus Crusher Blackwell and Sheik Adnan El Casey was the AWA Matt Classic match. Jerry Lawler over Chris Curtis. Ricky Rice and John Paul over Brian Costello and Tony Leon. So there's the match I talked about, Ricky Rice and John Paul. So see, they got Ricky Rice teaming with different guys here, apparently, seeing what clicks and what works. But like I said, they end up obviously going with Ricky Rice. I'm going to say it again, Ricky Rice and Derek Dukes. They don't do the new Midnight Express. They do their own thing. So there you go. This episode of TV also featured interviews with Vern and Greg Gagne, Manny Fernandez, Baron Von Raschke, Magnificent Mimi, who's come into the AWA, and Medusa Michelli. So real quick then, let's listen into some audio from the Raging Bull, Manny Fernandez.
You know something? I've been running around half the country chasing after a little Indian redneck. I promise you one thing. When it comes to getting the job done, there ain't nobody, and there ain't nobody that can do it better than the Bull. So Wahoo McDaniels, you better bring it up. You better pull out the old feathers, pack up the TP, and get ready, because Devastation Incorporated is spelled B-U-L-L, and I'm raging to get a hold of you.
All right, then, on TV, June 25th, Championship Wrestling on ESPN. I do not have footage or results for this show either. So then, on June 27th at the Mid-South Coliseum in Memphis, Tennessee, AWA World Heavyweight Champion Jerry Lawler versus world-class World Heavyweight Champion Kerry Von Erich went to a double countout. So there you have it. Lawler and Von Erich facing off again. That right there, that's crucial to Super Clash 3 coming up in the future. So from the June 27th Wrestling Observer, the TV tapings held on June 12th drew 750 fans. Says that Ricky Morton no-showed the TV tapings as he decided to go on vacation until the Rock and Roll Express returned to the Carolinas on June 26th. However, Robert Gibson is making their dates, fulfilling their obligations, and still showing up. The Rock and Roll is getting ready to go back to Crockett and WCW. So it shows that Ricky Rice and John Paul have been teaming, but they were not billed as the Midnight Rockers, as Dave earlier speculated. Manny Fernandez and Cousin Luke have debuted in the AWA at the tapings. The AWA is trying to get Jimmy Snuka to come back and return on the July 16th TV tapings coming up. The June 5th show in Council Bluff, Iowa, drew 104 fans. So if I look back earlier in my notes on June 5th, let me see here real quick. Council Bluff, Iowa, that was the one at Fat Jack's Nightclub. That show in that nightclub drew 104 fans. And the promotion canceled a June 10th show in Anaheim, California. By the calendar, the AWA had a show June 28th in Grand Forks, North Dakota. I don't have any results or scheduled matches from that show. They had a show on June 29th at the Sports Arena East in Sauk Rapids, Minnesota. Was scheduled to be Wahoo McDaniel and the Rock and Roll Express versus Curt Hennig and Bad Company. AWA International TV Champion Greg Gagne versus Manny Fernandez. Baron Von Raschke versus Soldat Ustinov. Heidi Lee Morgan versus Debbie Combs. And Ricky Rice versus T. Joe Kahn. And we have one last little bit of news from the Observer. This is actually from the July 4th issue of the Observer. But it is in, I'm talking about the June 25th show in Jersey City, New Jersey. It drew 250 fans. All right. Moving on, we have a couple questions sent in to the show. Brad Drake on Facebook asked, what kind of money was the AWA making off the ESPN deal? Well, Brad, unfortunately, I can't find any information on the details of the ESPN contract, which began in 1985, continued up through 1990. I'm going to continue to watch for that, see if I can figure something out. But I don't know. I do know Greg Gagne has talked before about a deal that you know, they weren't making a ton of money off ESPN, but they were getting to getting to sell some of the advertising. So that's, you know, the advertising revenue was what really was working for them there. But I will continue to see if I can find any information on that. And another question, Gene Jackson on Facebook asks, on average, how many shows a month was the AWA running at this point? Well, this obviously it fluctuates a lot, right? The AWA, as you can tell by listening to what I've said here on the show, AWA is promoting pretty much anywhere that they can, right? Anywhere it seems like they can book a show. If you watch the TV episodes, Al LaRusha, there's always that thing that flashes up on the screen about Al LaRusha, and it has a phone number if you want to bring the AWA to area. So they're running lots of these high schools and this and that, probably for booster clubs, for athletic departments, different things like that. That's probably how they're getting some of these shows. This is probably not a lot of them going out and booking venues on their own. Some of these shows, some of these small places are probably people that are coming to them to bring them in. And some of these shows that they're booking, as you heard, they're getting canceled, right? They're just not doing it. Some of them are not worth the travel or whatever it is. The attendance is not very good for these shows. Again, business rate at the moment is hurting for the AWA as they're trying to find some kind of footing to in some way, shape, or form reestablish themselves. But from the results I have for June of 1988, they held the one TV taping, and they had 11 other shows booked. Again, not all those shows happened, but they had 11 booked, and also that the AWA title wasn't defended by Jerry Lawler on 5 shows in Memphis or Dallas. So take that for what you will. That's where it stands for the month of June. So we'll see where that progresses as we move forward. We'll see what happens in July when we look at that next episode. But for now, let's take a little bit of a break, and when we come back, we'll close up June 1988 and send you home.
Gene Jackson here, inviting you to join us for the Retro Wrestling Review Podcast, where each week I'm joined by guest co-host to review and discuss old school pro wrestling. Right now, we're doing week-by-week reviews of USWA Memphis from 1993. We have an audio version of the podcast as well as a video version if you want to check out the clips of the show we're talking about. It's a lot of fun, so for this and a lot of other great wrestling content, check out WrestleCopia.com. That's WrestleCopia.com.
AWA Championship Wrestling. The AWA presents the greatest stars in professional wrestling, bringing you the best in mat action.
The following podcast has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
What's going on, everybody? I'm former Dirt Sheet writer from Sports Kita, Ringside News, The Sportster, The Richest, and Daily DDT. I am Lee Walker. And ladies and gentlemen, I have a podcast named Perched on the Top Rope. We are on Chartable's Top 250, and we have several interviews with the names of Booker T, Kevin Nash, The Young Bucks, and all sorts of current superstars from AEW, NWA, MLW, legends from WCW, ECW, and over 30 WWE Hall of Famers. I hope you come and check us out. We are everywhere and everywhere podcasts can be found. It's Perched on the Top Rope. And if you're not in the mood to listen to those interviews, you can go to youtube.com at Perched on the Top Rope and watch those interviews also. Fans, remember, spoiler freeze, the way to be. I'm out.
All right. Thank you for joining me again. I know we plowed through that pretty quickly. But again, this time there's not a lot happening right in the AWA. But like I said, we do have the interesting story starting to develop, leading to Super Clash 3, which it'll be fun to watch that progress. It'll be interesting to watch the AWA as they try to bring in talents, try to find some mixture, right? They do bring in some different guys here and there that have left WCW and WWF and pick up a few guys here and there. They try to develop a couple guys that are not really being used in other places. There are some hits, right? There are some good things that clicks for them, talent-wise, at least to me, over the course of this year. But we'll just have to see how that happens. There's obviously some misses too. So we'll see those as we progress through the year. Make sure you follow me on X. I'm at The Dave Dynasty. As you heard earlier, go check out all of the WrestleCopia Network podcasts. So this, again, this was a bonus episode being dropped to you at the end of June. But on the next regular episode of Wrestling Nostalgia coming out on Wednesday, the normal Wednesday episode. That's what I'm trying to say, people. I'm tripping over my tongue. But coming out this week on the usual Wednesday episode, I will have guest Hollywood John Tatum. We talk about Michael Hayes, Missy Hyatt, Jack Victory, his time in World Class, in the UWF, in Global, and much, much more. So make sure you hit subscribe wherever you're listening right now and don't miss that episode. And all the other future episodes, we have more AWA deep dives coming in the future. We'll have more episodes that are honing in on specific aspects of the wrestling business. I have lots more great guests coming up in the future. So make sure you hit subscribe so that you don't miss anything here on Wrestling Nostalgia. Thank you for listening. Thank you for following. I hope you enjoyed this look at the AWA in June of 1988. And until that next episode with John Tatum, wherever you do and whatever you do, be good, be safe, and always keep on growing.
Fans, we've brought you All-Star Championship Wrestling. This is Sam Manager thanking you for being with us and saying until next time, so long, everyone.